Hello and welcome to the Knucklecast. My name is Ben Weinrub and I'm so glad you stopped by. You'll have to forgive me if I'm sounding a little off today. I've caught a small cold, but today we've got a really special interview with probably my favorite Vanderbilt baseball player, Tyler Beede. The sophomore pitcher was drafted 21st overall in the 2011 draft by the Toronto Blue Jays, but he turned down the money. He's here in Nashville. He's also pretty interesting because he dabbles in the rap game where he goes by the name Young Beede. Coming up, I've got my interview with him, plus five of his songs, which you can all find on YouTube. Enjoy!
Hey, shout out to all my fans, family and friends. Shout out to A-Town. Love y'all. Young Beede.
Yeah, one time for the criticism. Yeah, yeah, two times for the criticism. Ay, three times for the criticism. Doing my best impression to clear my mechanism. I'm questioning the decision. I'm lecturing these children that coming into a world where money be the villain. I'm chilling with all my dudes. 2K11 was cool. First round I had all the hype, but you know I went to school. They rock in the Jays cap. I know that's a day back, but when I'm seeing them on, the memories came back.
The Toronto Blue Jays select Tyler Beede.
Damn, I play that when I'm alone in my room. No other thoughts but thoughts I have been having in June. When I was picking the first, all of my dreams that came true. Maybe that's why I've been fearing all that I can do is lose. Who's to say that shit ain't the cause of being alone? Thinking too much about others, saying I'm easily wrong. My decision wasn't decided for you, yet for me. And I got parents, I know I don't need y'all lecturing me. Stop acting jealous and hating just cause you second to me. And please leave the questions for interviewers questioning me. Yeah, feel like I needed to believe it. I'm going for gold, I'm setting goals so I achieve it. CC me to hate me, write the spam, I still receive it. Don't cross the line, yeah, you cheating, bring it back, I receive it. You know that moment that you've been waiting forever for, that all your family and friends praying together for. Well, that day came early during June in the summer. Not much to say, but forever 21 is my number. I can honestly say I dreamed that shit when I was younger, sitting around with all my buddies from Auburn. And I would wonder, cause the thunder bringing us rain, others bringing us pain. Speak on behalf of the game, we keep on laughing at lames. My speed, I'm passing in lanes. I need the rover, can't wait for the range. Pushing the whip, that's in my mama's name. I ain't ashamed, one day I'll be paying for mine. Going to school right now and I ain't paying a dime. See, I'm creating the ending just how I always visioned it. And honestly, you're welcome that all of you got to witness it. So cheers to the beginning of ending the game on top. Let's hear the applause from my fans and don't ever stop.
Just to start off, how do you think your progression has gone since the season ended last summer?
As a staff, you always see, you know, big improvements from the summer. I mean, you got guys who get more comfortable pitching in certain situations from the experiences they had from the year before, and that's certainly prevalent this year. Big personalities, guys who played, you know, different roles coming in and playing bigger roles now. So it's just guys are motivated and, ready to get after things.
Right. Do you have any big goals for this season coming up?
As a staff, we always set small goals, whether it's game goals and, you know, not walking guys or trying to have a low ERA and just throwing strikes, trying to be competitive in the strike zone and trusting our stuff. There's things that we're always working on, you know, mechanically and stuff like that to get better. So, you know, as a staff, we just try to, you know, keep the team in the game and let the hitters do their thing and score runs.
Right. I guess one of the more interesting things about you is you have this sort of alter ego as rapper Young Beede.
Yeah.
So where'd you get the inspiration to start rapping?
Oh, man, I don't know. Writing was always a passion I had, and I guess just last year I really just kind of went all for it, put it all in, and decided to make a couple songs, and I don't know. I mean, people criticize my songs daily, so it's not like I get offended by it. It's just something I like doing. It's something I enjoy and I have fun with, so I'm just going to keep doing it, and, I don't know. I like writing things down and, getting in the studio is a different experience. Different way of expressing myself, you know, different from on the mound. I'm a quiet kid, so I like to, you know, use my writing as a way to express my feelings.
Aha! Turn the beat up in my headphones a little bit. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Hey, man, me. Hey, beat up. Beat up.
since you ask it, I might as well give you answers. The business half of the game is sicker than cancer, and the love of the game no longer lasts. And I'm sitting there asking myself these questions that got me laughing, cause I'm the result of the aftermath of the action. And turning down the millions just for education and passion. Now people trashing my dreams. Is it true what I'm hearing them say? Went from backing my decision to missing the vertebrae. Yeah, man, I expected it. Nothing I'm regretting. I'm advising the haters to drop it and start forgetting. Nobody getting it. I'm 18 and pain-free. Don't hate me, cause I'm doing something that changed me. That's some shit my closest friends ain't even noticed. Nobody can understand this. I promise that I'm Polish. And my ambitions are crazy like I'm Wale the Lotus. They say I'm closest to family, man. That shit just Dakota's holding. Hold it. All I guess aware, but what do I do? Look in the mirror every morning with something new to prove. Chip on the shoulder, screaming out motivation to make it. Nowadays, feeling the presence of fear to make it. It's all the times I thought I made it and did it for real. Representing my city, but now I'm just repping the veil. It's pretty ill, I'm killing it. I just like scoring. Don't fuck with the bully, you get in the prime of Michael Jordan. Yeah, I guess I'm a baller that's just trying to rap. Or a rapper that's trying baller, but he's buying my crap. After the draft, the town was buying the cap. I'd be lying if I told you I wasn't smiling. That, man, it's true, the feelings are real when you live in your dreams. Everything's perfect, no problems, and yeah, you give us some thanks. I'm on the rise, I shouldn't be surprised that I was given the answer from the man in the sky. I demand that you try and let me be who I want to be. College boy playing ball, that's all I thought it would be. Instead, you try to bring me down. Why?
So, like, a lot of your songs have been about the decision to come here versus Toronto.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that something that drives you when you're playing here?
I wouldn't say the decision is what drives me. You know, I always knew I was going to find myself here. It was just, that was an easier decision than people made it out to be. But people read a lot into what I say in my songs, and they really shouldn't. I mean, I just write whatever's on my mind, and if it comes out sounding kind of awkward, then that's just the way it is. But, you know, my motivation is this team and getting to Omaha, and that's just how it's going to be every day. I mean, you know, whether it's pitching or being in the dugout and being in the bunker, whatever it is, I'm just going to be, you know, doing whatever I can for the team.
Right. So does being in Nashville help that out with the studios here? Or,
you know, I actually haven't gotten to any studios. I know a couple friends who have studios, and just the time, you know, that I spend here and in the classroom is kind of tough. But I'm always writing and ready to get into the studio. So if the opportunity presents itself, I'll be ready to go.
Would you say you have, like, a different personality, or is that just a different name you use?
Yeah, it's just a different name I use. I mean, a little bit of a swagger to it, but it's just a way of kind of, I don't know how to explain it, expressing myself, like I said earlier.
When you're playing baseball, you said you're quiet normally, but when you're playing baseball, would you say you're more of a aggressive, or do you play the swagger, or do you pitch like with a more quiet, laid-back side?
Yeah, more of a quiet, laid-back, kind of a poised, composed, don't show too much emotion. But then again, if there's a big play that goes on, you know, everyone's going to get riled up for it. And I'm definitely one to express myself and, you know, connect with the guys out in the field if they make a big play. But at the same time, yeah, I'm kind of quiet and just kind of got, you know, same expression on my face. No emotion, really.
Yeah. Zbita. Prospect. MTM.
This is the next. This is the next. This is the next. This is the next. Yeah. Staring into a missing crystal ball. How realistic is this religious existence of a god? A plot. And I just gave it to my inner thoughts. Living in a body that's subconsciously in a box. I'm lost, but where I find myself is when I sleep. I've been dying in my dreams, and when I wake is when I breathe. That is why I took a leave of absence from a leave. I need the pain to cope with fear of losing passion for my dream. Yeah, I took the action to achieve, but the reaction I received wasn't what happened in my dream. And now I'm back in Tennessee, away from home, ain't what I need. Not too many seem to be worthy, playing code will set you free. Yeah, I remember all the interactions in the bathroom, listening to kids say I was ill at rapping. And still I'm rapping, I think it became my real passion. Nowadays it's true that if you real, then you gon' beat it faster. This is the next. This is the next. This is the next.
day for fate. What do you say? Got a vision in the dream of white MLK. Yeah, I'll be okay praying that you make bank. Ain't what it's about. He got a plan, don't break. Young King on the scene, and I'm mean with the lyrics. The hating done got to me, I still got my spirit. Don't fear it. Have faith in the plan. He's the man. Understand that we all need a hand. Feel it. In my prime with these rhymes like a young girl. Miss opportunity knocking right at the front door. I hit the lotto. Never days off. Doing what I gotta do to make it to the top. Motto. I can say I'll be the greatest, but the hate ain't no point in boasting about my playlist until I make it. Now a few years from now, when the company is booming, y'all will be jealous that you ain't joined the movement.
Just for you personally, is there something you want to build on or a place you think you can improve?
Absolutely. There's always something, whether it's working on a pitch. I mean, you see guys in the big leagues who can't, you know, throw all three pitches for strikes in a game all the time. So that's something we're always working for, whether it's in bullpen sessions or whatever. But, you know, just really trying to improve my role, trying to be a leader among the staff and the team, and really just trying to, you know, help build this team chemistry, like build team chemistry and all that. And just be a good teammate, and all that stuff is something you need to work on daily.
Right. So then one last question is, you guys have had the Vanderbilt dance videos every year.
Yeah.
Are you going to try and get any other players in on the rapping, or are you doing any of the dancing this year?
You'd be surprised. Our team is filled with pretty talented kids. I mean, we got kids who beatbox. Xander Will can beatbox. He can sing really good, and he can rap really well. I've been telling him for a long time I'm mad at him that he hasn't tried to do some type of X Factor or some type of talent show, because he can be successful off of that. But he loves baseball. I mean, we got guys who can do backflips. We got dancers, Johnny Norwood. So, you know, if you ever find yourself in the locker room, you'll hear people, you know, getting in like a group of four and rapping to each other. Just kind of things that, you know, keep it fun, keep it loose, because, you know, once we step on the field, it's all competition and kind of just all baseball stuff. So, you know, when in the locker rooms where we create those memories and kind of have fun with it. So.
Yeah. Anything else coming out soon, or just whatever?
No song? No. I released a song earlier, I think January I did.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there is a song coming out this summer with a music video with a famous athlete in it. So that's going to be something for everyone to watch for. Pretty excited about it, but that's going to come out after we go to Omaha and win the College World Series, and after that. So it'll be a little celebration video.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
Absolutely, man. Take care.
Hey, good luck.
All right.
Slowly regain my focus back on the pad and the pencil. I started writing my issue, and at the same time I scribble. Can't help but notice the visual of me just stuck in the middle. And now I'm backtracking and back rapping. I'm writing more. The fact that it just happened is why people would like it more. Giving it time, living a life. Not many people could say it's the same. Still on the grind, billion and nine. Make it that gonna get us a name. Why? Because we can understand it's what we do. Making hits just ain't the goal. I'm trying to teach my life to you. Well, here's a clue. Pause the song, run it back and jot it down. It's more than me. I'll say it twice. It's more than me. You got it now. Check this. I'm selfless. Doing this for the betterment. I'll benefit from attending back my dreams instead of deading it. Irrelevant. Either way, it's up to me to chase the dream. Came so far from middle school and getting close to the major leagues. Shout out to my brother Haig. I feel that this shit you undertaking. Years of patience for this opportunity that you embracing. I've been praying that I make it soon. I know that it'll happen. Only stretch with bacon. God, I'm saying, who the fuck is rapping?
All right. Heart break. Listen, open up your eyes to the vision. Everything I do is with articulate precision. I am on a mission to make everybody rich and live the life that we always dreamed that we'd be living. My team's full of winners.
I ain't into losing. House full of women that are mine for the choosing. I'm awake grinding while everybody's snoozing. On the road to fame, cruising. You know that I do this. Always been ahead of my time. I used to do it on the mound, and now I do it with rhymes. I'm Chris Bacon. Remember the name. You could try your best, but you never do it the same. Man, catch me with a bad chip. You know that ass fat. You could try to bag, but you probably never that. Remember back in middle school, I was getting laughed at. Now I dress the same and they telling me I have swag. Huh, ain't that ish? One thing I learned about life is that she's a chip. Yeah, she cheated on me once, but I love her to death. So I greet her every morning with a hug and a kiss. You know I gotta stay fresh, been this way from the start. And now I'm on this ride until the day I'm climbing the charts. I'm in and out of my mind, I'm in and out of my thoughts. I'm in and out of these women and in and out of their hearts. And I always be smart, cause I always get good brain. It's heartbreaking be to let the f***ing hook play.
Hope you enjoyed that interview with Tyler Beattie. And you can look out for my full feature on him in the Vanderbilt Hustlers upcoming baseball preview in a few weeks. And if you made it this far through the 20-minute podcast, give yourself a pat on the back and treat yourself to some McDougals. Until next time, this is Ben Weinrib. Conquer and prevail.
Falling, face to the pavement, I'm sick and faced with the same. straight from the sky. We live in a world full of these dollar signs. I've seen it all, been through it all. I'm glad that I survived. I'm parked out front, but I ain't here for the ride. Cause inside this riptide of my grind, I just can't hide. Take my spot at the top and I free fall from the sky. These last four bars, they go hard as I go yard. I hear the money calling. Gotta stay ballin' or we bow. Of defeat in the booth with elites is motivation on the beats. Shout out to Prospect for bringing it to me direct. MTM, we the best. Easy A's on all tests. The crew here, not the rest. More than me, it's nothing less. I sit back and let beta tell you where his chest.
I spit it religiously. Life is officially gone initially. From ignominy to publicity, humility is difficult when people boost your ability insufficiently. Minutely knowing these people are being predictable, lying and being fictional, critical of me pitching. No wonder we fall, and the word is making us sinkable as beta.